on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, instead of the military calling the looters criminals, they're calling them terrorists and insurgents. Combat operations. Their job is to go in and confiscate law-abiding citizens that have been stuck, confiscate their guns, that's the vast majority of them, and to ship them out to basically highway junction areas where for days they sit there and are raped and attacked. It's still continuing all over the state. Just total bedlam, murder everywhere, rape everywhere. They won't sell guns or bullets to anybody. Police are running all over the place, different criminal gangs of police robbing greedily. Very, very serious. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. We have a former Reagan appointee coming on, Paul Craig Roberts, to talk about the situation in a few minutes. Kevin in Austin, Texas. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, Alex, how are you doing?
Good, my friend.
I've got an audio clip. Actually, it's a video clip of Jefferson Parish President Aaron Bouchard from yesterday morning's Meet the Press with Tim Russert. I'll play that here in a minute for you, the audio. But J.W. was wrong in something. He's correct that there is a blame game going on and there is grandstanding, but he is in a paradigm that no longer exists. The mayor is not in control of New Orleans. Hasn't been, and was it been one or two years since FEMA took over?
You know, that's something I mentioned on a show this weekend but haven't mentioned here yet. It's in my film, Police State 3. And I say that because, folks, I mean, this is on record. New Orleans was federalized 2.5 years ago. Every major agency was under FEMA's control. 2.5 years ago, Times-Picayune, the city was federalized, and no one even knows about this.
Well, you have your figurehead mayor, the black mayor, that appeals to the population, but he is not in control, and I think he is sincere. I mean, he wouldn't be speaking the way he was.
Isn't it interesting that it's the only city they completely federalized, and then this magically happens there?
Yeah. Well, and Charles is right, and we always need to remember these lessons we've learned from the past. This is an order out of chaos situation. This is problem, reaction, solution.
Now, the globalists clearly are trying to make this as bad as possible, while grandstanding as saviors.
Yeah, the solution.
I think the plan was to have it all break down and make the locals look stupid, but because the locals were trying to do something, the feds now have been caught holding back the aid and the good police from surrounding areas, and so now that they were trying to make it look bad, to then say, oh, the regular army got here, they're heroes, which they're now trying to do, but it's backfiring on them, Kevin.